Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it. You probably do. Thanks to DoorDash for making this show possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, Jordan Swears. Jordan, how are you?
Got weird vibes today.
Vibes are weird.
Vibes are definitely
weird
today.
All over the place today. It was a topsy-turvy day, you know?
A real adventure going to the place we
almost
went to.
Almost a non-adventure. And where we went to was Taco Bell to try the Taco Bell Buffalo Chicken Nacho Fries / Burrito format.
My favorite anime.
Yeah.
That's not misspelled. It's burrito.
But that's how it should be pronounced, right? Right. Burrito. Burr. How do you spell Bill Burr?
B-U-R-R.
That's how this is spelled.
So. Burrito.
Burrito.
What the fuck?
See? See how I did it?
You're right about weird vines.
You two at home can say burrito.
Michael,
but,
Michael will let you.
But if someone strikes you, it's not my fault. Just saying. You chose to say it. I'm at a safe distance from the people in the room with me.
You think the term strikes?
Yeah. What's up? Have you ever been struck?
Did you just say burrito?
Well, doesn't that? This is more of a punch.
That'll teach you. All right. So yeah, we went to the Taco Bell.
We went to the Taco Bell Cantina.
You guys,
we did.
You said we were having Taco Bell Cantina, and I thought, oh, I can't wait to try that. And then you were
just Taco Bell.
Yeah, no, but I was like, someone's like, what are you eating today? And I was like, oh, we're eating the Cantina, whatever that is. And then I realized today that was the name of a restaurant. Uh-huh. Like, it's a special Taco Bell.
It's the JBX of Taco Bell.
Right. I've never been to one and knew nothing about it. I'll say this right now, nothing to do with the food. Save yourself some trouble. don't go.
Don't bother, especially if it's on like a very busy boulevard next to a major university.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's nice about this show, even if we go to a sit-down restaurant, is it's very timely. It doesn't take very long.
No.
At a sit-down restaurant, obviously the food takes longer to get there, but like whenever we block out scheduling for the show, I think we're always done on time or earlier.
Yeah.
And going to fast food places is like pop in, get the food, pop back, eat it, do the show. Sometimes we run a little long because we got so much time. This, by far, is the worst episode we've ever done. We
started at 2.
We're 20 minutes from the end of our slot now.
An hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's going to be a fast episode.
It's absurd how long it took to go to this fucking place, park in Austin, and then maybe the longest I've ever waited for a few tacos.
Fast food, yeah.
That was incredibly slow.
That was ridiculous.
And the whole damn reason we went there, besides like it's different, is they have alcohol. Yeah. But wait, they don't.
No, they don't.
Apparently they stopped that. I was surprised that I had actually been there. I had been to this Taco
Bell. You didn't
even
need the directions.
No, not none.
I also know where things are, so that helps.
Congratulations.
There's been many arguments in the car about directions. I've been there. It didn't take place
today. Don't know
where
the Arby's is, okay?
Eric at one point just went, do you know where we're going? And he went, I know. Yeah, I've been there.
It's like, why do you sound so surprised, though?
And then we drove past the restaurant and had to go up 7 blocks.
Then we couldn't turn left.
It was wild, man.
We were just talking about driving to the next Taco Bell, which we should have done.
We joked about it, it wasn't a joke.
Totally would have been faster.
The Cantina used to have alcohol. It doesn't anymore. Yeah. Jordan talked about having grain alcohol in his Baja Blast, and I was looking forward to it.
It tasted like rubbing alcohol.
I was ready for a Baja Blast out my ass, and they wouldn't fucking do it for me.
Yeah, dude. You get drunk twice.
Fuck yeah.
Going in and coming out. That's how it works, right?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, you're a big Taco Bell fan, right?
I'm a fairly large, fairly medium-sized to large Taco Bell fan.
Are people not Taco Bell fans? I feel like
elitists out there.
I feel like most people, even if you don't care for fast food, I feel like Taco Bell is the one place that's like, yeah, I'll get whatever because I'll drown it in the sauce and I'll have a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like they also
I don't have any malice towards it.
They also stand apart a little bit, just not being a burger place. Because there's so many. There's not a lot of big chain taco places. Yeah. They kind of run the market on that.
It's true.
Like when we had the tiny tacos from Jack in the Box, you were like, oh, I've had the tacos there. I went, they sell tacos? I don't know the last time I've been there and have never had tacos.
They just try to do everything.
Yeah. And they fail across the board.
Exactly. But Taco Bell does the tacos.
Taco Bell does the tacos. You can order.
And the burritos.
You can order the same thing 19 different ways. Watch out. He's close enough, too.
I'm a strike.
You guys are close enough.
I'm within reach.
Burrito. Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
But I was gonna mention, like, your experience, past experience of Taco Bell sort of led to the genesis
of
this podcast.
To not get too sticky with it.
Yeah, we can be as general as we need to be.
Jordan and I do sometimes other things, and like for a job.
So confusing.
Was it confusing?
We've met before
this podcast, and upon our meetings, we've had many, many discussions about Taco Bell food. What are you laughing at?
Why is it explained like this?
Does it take forever?
Then we'd have to explain.
Back in 2003. Yeah. Jesus.
Then we'd have to explain what, like, the show is. Like,
oh,
the
don't say its name. You're turning people off. They're turning off the podcast right now. They're smashing their phones.
Anyway, Michael had an experience.
What is this?
With Taco Bell one day. Came to work and was like, he was still suffering. He had a Taco Bell hangover during this thing we were trying to do. And I was just like, why did you do this to yourself?
Because it's good. I like it.
It started the whole discussion and just my, like, I can't understand why you would do it to yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then it was like, that'd be a dumb show.
But however, to be fair, though, this might throw the audience for a loop here. You've got Jordan Sweers on Face Jam of like, you're a monster, you're an animal, you eat shit, everything you like is awful. He's like, oh, but I also love Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
That's what started it. We agreed on a food item at Taco Bell, and we were both
the cheesy gordita crunch.
Cheesy gordita crunch is the best thing they have at Taco Bell. Yes. And then he went, bing. Wow, this guy, this is Jordan, he's like, this guy talking to me has a great sense of taste. And he loves the best food. I should do a food show with him. Let's sit on that for a few years.
really, and near the end, really get it spun up, but then for some reason drag out the process.
Well, really what we needed is somebody who wanted to put it together.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why we have Nick.
Yep. Thanks, buddy.
Sauce heaven.
Jesus Christ.
You should have seen him.
That was ridiculous. That was, and he brought, like, he's like, oh, leftovers, and like put them in his pocket. Them.
Normally, I'm kind of iffy on adding just like arbitrary sauce or like special sauce. If we get it's a special item food, right? You eat what they make. Mm-hmm. It's like, you could dump ketchup all over it, but just eat what they made.
Yeah.
I feel like Taco Bell's the exception.
They expect you to drench it in their sauce.
I certainly think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got many different kinds. It's, you know, one sauce, and then they add water to a bunch, and then it becomes many different kinds.
Depending on how much water is added.
Yeah.
Jordan was reading the ingredients on the Diablo sauce, a very regular thing to do. And
I was curious what made it so different.
There's no peppers in it.
I don't know what makes it spicy.
What the fuck?
Is it the vinegar? There's vinegar in it.
Oh, this vinegar, too spicy. this balsamic.
Is it the combination of all of them coming together that makes them spicy? I don't know.
No one knows. That's a secret.
Anyway, Taco Bell, get back to us.
Taco Bell secret.
Did you guys know anything about this buffalo chicken nacho fries?
I never know anything about anything until you tell me what we're eating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll put this at the front of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had an experience with the, let's see here, Taco Bell buffalo chicken burrito. Not the nacho fries,
but the
burrito. And I said to calm down. I haven't gotten there yet. Keep your size. Suck that back in. I was talking to Eric and Nick. I like to do this when you're not around. And I go, I've ordered this before. And they went, well, you ate it? And I go, no, I've ordered it. What does that mean?
You not get it?
Well, I went late at night. I ordered it and then I didn't get to it. So I threw it out the next morning. So I didn't eat it. It sat in a bag. It was weeks ago. I don't know if we're going to eat this thing. I can't not eat all the food out there. I save some when I know it's a sure thing. Mm. This wasn't a sure thing.
No, it wasn't.
You don't want to roll the dice on something like this.
Even up until...
Well, I did. I just didn't eat it because I ordered too much. I think Eric said, how much do you order? And I said, a lot.
Yep.
I order everything my tummy might want, and then I sample. And then sometimes I get too full, and I go, I can't eat it.
And then you throw it away.
Well, I'm not going to eat it the next day.
This weekend, I watched like the XFL explicitly to see the commercials, to see what other foods... like we could do, because I'm like, this Taco Bell one, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is going to be, it'll be good, but it'll be Taco Bell. And I feel like because it's Taco Bell, it'll be like, okay, yeah. So yeah. I wanted to try to find, I really want to do a sit down. We've been talking about it. We need to do another sit down restaurant.
Which we established, although we sat down, this doesn't count.
No. I also want to be perfectly clear when I say we need to do another sit down restaurant, that doesn't mean tweet at me and say, here's where you should go.
No, it doesn't.
Oh. I will find a place regardless. So please save yourself the trouble and the characters.
It won't make sense outside of listening to it new, but did you know the Applebee's wings are back?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So apparently we have to go back and give the exact same.
I don't, a lot rating. Of tweets coming and going, hey, it's back. You know what to do. And I look at Eric and I go, what do we do? We ate it already. What do
there,
you?
There was
go
one.
Go again.
KFC.
Maybe it's different.
KFC has the chicken and waffle sandwich, but instead
Eric's
of the
grabbing his face now, like, I'm stretching it.
It really like threw me for a loop because I went around the world on this one. There, KFC has the chicken and waffle sandwich, but instead of the waffle, it's donuts.
Yeah,
and that's
fun.
The sandwich they have now. So, people tweet at us all the time about this stuff, and it's like I'll figure something out. It's fine, but I felt he had a good tweet. He went, "Hey, redemption episode, KFC." Chicken and donut
maybe
sandwich.
Maybe they fixed it.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, redemption episode. And then I went, wait, that was our highest rated food for most of the run of the show.
Right.
What's the redemption? Wow. Hey, this was number one. What if? Now consider this.
What if this knocks it to number two?
That's the definition of redemption, I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. So anyway, we haven't done that yet.
Also, please stop telling us to eat candles.
I was just going to say this. We've been hammered with the McDonald's candles.
Uh-huh.
They're candles.
Cannot eat them.
This is a food show, smell show.
Chow down.
What do you want me to do with that? Cool.
Apparently take a bite.
Fucking burn them up. Start banging. Hey, baby, you want to fuck to Big Mac smell? Let her rip.
Oh, what the fuck? It smells like ketchup in here. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. I told you I was hard. oh, boy.
Oh, man.
So I've had a lot of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
They're out there. Should we fire off some facts?
Yeah, let's learn about Taco Bell.
Glenn Bell...
That's him.
I'm already blown away. I just assumed...
You didn't know?
No, I just assumed they were like, oh, let's make it a fucking bell. Look, yep. There it is, bong. Glenn Bell, the founder of Taco Bell, invented the preformed crunchy taco shell.
Whoa.
Wow. So there's many people around the world that think that they're like, this is the guy that ruined it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. But I mean, it's... Wow. But it makes sense because it's the, you know, that's their varietal. That's like their very specific thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, okay, cool. He just took a tortilla and he went, what if chip, but all the time. And that was it.
Oh, damn.
Yep.
Wow. Here we are.
Learning about it.
Yeah.
You got to put one good fact in there. One real fact.
No, and it's usually at the top.
It's always at the top.
Which I appreciate. Mm-hmm.
The rest are facts also.
Taco Bell originally sold hot dogs and hamburgers.
Wow.
They also sold something called a Bell Beefer, which is what I call farts. I also call farts who beat cheeks, ?
Who beat cheeks?
Yeah. I like how you didn't even explain what the Bell Beefer was.
Yeah,
you
what
just
is
went
the
on
Bell
to farts.
What is it?
To be fair, I saw that there was something called the Bell Beefer, and then I went, well, I know what I'm writing for this.
You just went off track, and you never came back.
I didn't look it up.
You never... Do you want to know what it is? Nah, I got enough.
No, that's good. Oh, man, who laid a Bell Beefer? But you got it. Who beat cheeks is like who farted and like made like your cheeks clap, so... You guys can start saying that, too.
Okay.
Oh, man, who beat cheeks?
Jordan's looking
Are you looking up Bell Beefer?
I looked it up. It's essentially a sloppy Joe.
Oh. See?
I wish we didn't know.
Yeah, take it back.
Wait, it's a fart.
Whoa!
Poopy cheeks. Former Game Informer editor Dan Reichert got married at a Taco Bell, which is the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard.
He got married at, like, their flagship cantina. Could you imagine? We went
to the cantina?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they probably had alcohol at that one.
I bet they did.
Tell me you had a dry wedding at a Taco Bell. I mean, it wasn't dry when people were eating it, but...
Yeah, I was fucking dripping wet.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't dry afterward, either.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be wet when I get home. Bust my bowl.
About to bell beef in this place.
I'm glad you put in the fact that he was a Game Informer editor, because if it was just some guy, I'd be like, what the fuck?
He's and then former
knowing,
Game Informer
knowing that is just like, no, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
He's a sad gamer boy.
Fucking losers.
And then he got married at a Taco Bell. It was like a contest.
Is he still married?
Oh, hang on. Ooh, that's a good question. What was the contest?
It was like, who wants to get married at this Taco Bell?
Was he the only entrant?
No, I think a bunch of people entered, and then they went like, who has the most Twitter followers, because it's Taco Bell. So they picked
I missed the boat.
Dan Reichert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could have gotten married at a Taco Bell cantina.
Do you know what year it was?
No, just a few years ago, though. I don't think it was that long ago.
Oh, God. What?
Yeah.
Wasted.
Could have had it all.
Missed potential. I wouldn't be sitting here doing this shitty show. I'd be fucking rich and famous.
From Game Informer?
No.
Oh,
it's from nothing Taco to do with Game Bell. Informer. From I wouldn't be Taco working Bell. There.
Oh, I got mixed up.
The vibe is off. It's just weird, okay? Wasn't even on the calendar. We walked into this room and there was somebody doing something else in there.
And they went, what are you doing?
And we were like, what are you doing? And then Jordan just walked into the corner and sat down.
I didn't think he was weird at all. He was just like,
I'm just doing the show.
Oh, man.
I immediately went, we just eat the food?
Yeah.
We have nothing to do.
I'm trained to enter the room and sit down and then talk word.
Yeah, honestly,
Jordan,
like,
sit.
Yep. Jackie wouldn't have made this mistake. She wouldn't have not
booked
the room. That's
true. She would have booked the room and done it well.
You're referring to Snacky Jackie.
Snacky Jackie, yes.
Yeah.
One more fact.
Here we go. It's the big one.
It is the long one. Sorry.
Although Yokiro Taco Bell became a cultural phenomenon, it didn't drive sales in 2000. Taco Bell dropped the campaign. In 2003, the company settled a $42 million lawsuit with the two men who claimed they created the idea. In 2009, the dog was killed at the age of 15.
Let's unpack that for a second.
How
the dog didn't die at the age of 15?
He was killed? What happened?
It got old and they had to, like, kill it.
Oh, they euthanized it.
Yeah, okay. They killed the dog.
They didn't strike it.
Oh, I mean, you can dress it up however you want.
To me, it kind of sounded like, as a result of the lawsuit,
I thought the dog had to be killed. They put a hit out on the dog.
He's mentioning
with a gun in the background. Somebody's shooting a dog.
$42 million.
Also, the dog must die. It's like a poison pill clause. The dog must die.
Oh, my God.
The dog was 15, and they said, that's enough.
That little dog?
Yeah. It's 15 years old.
Surprised that dog.
Clearly that dog did not eat Taco Bell. Would not have lived that long.
No, he only wanted Taco Bell.
Yeah, he never got it.
Nuh-uh.
So he
did him a favor.
Died unhappy.
$42 million is a lot of money for a marketing campaign that made them no money.
That didn't work. They, like, Yokiro Taco Bell was everywhere. That was like...
Yeah, how did it not work? It was a cultural phenomenon.
But it didn't drive sales.
I said it.
He muddled it a little bit.
Yeah, hell yeah, get him.
Yeah, I got him. It was no burr, though.
It was
Can't argue
you
with
that. Every time.
It's so stupid, burr, no. It's so fucking dumb. So weird. Oh, like, who would say, can I get a carne asada burrito? Then you would get struck. You would get struck.
That's why I gave the warning. We're coming full circle.
Amazing.
What did... All you white people are the same. I can't remember who said it. Who mentioned what the woman said at the front? I don't remember which one of you guys said it.
It was me. I was grabbing us forks and stuff, and somebody's order got called. Mm-hmm. And... the guy goes up to get his food and he goes, ah, gracias. And the lady just goes, you're welcome. And I just like walked by that interaction and went, yeesh.
She was like, the guy left and she said, where the fuck does he think he is? Oh, this man. Is Taco Bell. Oh, man. You speak English here.
She said it so flatly and like so annoyed. You're welcome.
Perfect. You're welcome. Maybe next time you can learn something. Uh-huh.
We'll kill your dog next.
$42 million.
Put a hit out.
Damn,
for
dude.
The dog.
Hey, it's time to tell you about our fine sponsor of Face Jam, and that's DoorDash.
Dashing those doors.
Dashing right to your door with food and more. Just kidding. It's just food. unless you ordered a drink, they'll bring the drink too.
Or like, yeah, if you got a Happy Meal or something, it comes with a toy.
That's true.
I didn't know where you. I thought you boxed yourself into a corner, but you dug out. You dug your way out, yeah. Man.
I was like, what else is not food?
You know, I can choose a prompt or an ad lib. I'm going to choose new year, new you.
Great.
Win back some me time this year and pamper yourself. Order with DoorDash so you can focus on you. Does that sound natural?
Yeah, a lot of care in that. Like, you cared about me, which
I don't, though. I was really talking about myself.
Oh,
like,
so
a new you, new... but I was looking in a mirror when I said it.
New year, new me.
Yeah, exactly.
More me time.
You, I don't care what you do. I'm ordering DoorDash. And I'm just going to pile it in.
I look like a fool. I'm going, I'm getting in my car. I'm driving to the restaurant. I'm coming back with the food. I look like a damn idiot.
Yeah, on the way back, when you're driving back, I'm screaming out my window like, I just finished.
Look at you.
We live next door to each other. Yeah, people don't know that.
He like, yeah, it was like our windows like line up mm-hmm. as well. And
we
so
had the same living room, the same couch.
Yeah, he'll open it uh-huh. and just be like, yeah, you look like an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, did you go get gas?
Well, no, I drive an electric vehicle.
There it is. In case you guys didn't know. What'd you drive today? Was that electric? I don't think it was.
Who knows what day it is? Mm. You know, this could be any day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a question. What's the best way to start using DoorDash?
That's a great question. And I'm going to answer that question now. The DoorDash app.
Huh?
You've heard of apps, right?
Appetizers?
It's short for applications.
Oh.
You see?
Oh, I like that synergy.
Take out your smartphone. Do it on your smart computer, smart TV. Everything's smart. And you know what? If you use DoorDash, you're smart too. Because right now, our listeners can get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code FACEJAM. It's one word, FACEJAM, like your face, and jam. That's $5 off your first order. Don't laugh at me.
Jam like what?
Don't laugh. I'm doing the ad read. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code FACEJAM.
Remind me again.
Jordan, you keep forgetting, okay? You don't forget. If you have to remember anything, forget your life, forget your family. Remember that the code is FaceJam for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. You won't know who you are or what's happening around you, but you'll be full. He's nodding his head. We got it. He forgot how to speak.
Right, and we can end the ad now.
Should we read whatever we got from the marketing on this thing?
I feel free to, my friend.
Are we ready to move on? No more burrito jokes?
I only had one. It wasn't even a joke. It was just, you know, maybe just like a different way of thinking. I just threw it out there.
Maybe
pronounce it like this. Quesadilla is pretty weird. People uh-huh. say that. Nobody laughs.
Uh-huh.
Well, quesadilla is the way you pronounce
it.
Well,
you assume.
What other way would it be?
Maybe burrito is the way you pronounce it.
I don't think that's
And you're over here chuckling.
I don't think it's the way you pronounce it.
You should probably ask somebody. Ask that guy who said gracias.
Don't ask the woman at Taco Bell.
I won't ask her.
Hi, excuse me. How do you say what this is?
She'll
get out.
Ban you.
You will get struck.
And then drink all the alcohol that she's hoarding. It was just such.
That's it.
Dude,
yeah, it's not like they're out.
Really ridiculous.
It was such a goddamn waste of time. It,
100%,
it was unbelievable.
100%.
Then when we found parking,
yeah.
We had to crawl out of the car like an animal.
You had to crawl
like a
over
goddamn
the driver's
animal,
seat.
And you like it's like you were literally like, hey, hello, We're next to a wall. I was like, at this point, I don't care. Can we eat the fucking food? We gotta walk two blocks to get to it.
We drove around 10 minutes to find a parking spot.
We drove 5 minutes past the Taco Bell. I didn't even give a shit. We're parked next to a 5-foot wall. I had to crawl across the seat like an animal.
Against a wall.
My shoe came off too. I was like, wait, hey, I lost a shoe because I got caught on the seat as I was crawling out. I had to go back for my shoe. It wasn't a Tesla. So it wasn't even comfortable.
I would not have let you crawled across.
Well, I would have seen. And you better find. I don't know what else you want me to do. Phase through the wall. The only other option. The wall was like just lower than the window.
You probably could have rolled down the window and climbed out.
I swear to God, I thought about it. Yep. Rolling down the window and crawling over a wall onto a lawn to fucking go to the cantina. Then wait 25 minutes for 4 fucking tacos and some nacho fries.
But they were burritos.
It took forever.
And to not get drunk.
I'll be honest, it didn't even set in. We left and I went, Jesus Christ, what time is it? Why did we go there? There was no reason. Nope.
Also, it's one of the few times where, like, it wasn't a lot of food.
No. So, an ongoing problem with Face Jam, which we've brought up, is a self-imposed problem is, and it's usually Eric going, that's a lot of food. And I go, goddamn right. And then, I mean, we talked about it in the last episode.
Yep.
How many fucking papadillas did we order? We ordered 12?
Yeah, we ordered 12 papadillas.
Because I demanded Jordan and I each get our own because I was like, I'm not sharing.
You kept saying that it's in your rider.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And I just said, I love that, like, because I won't share, that means Jordan can't share.
Oh, yeah.
So I force you to get his own, and then you and Nick share, as should be. He's lucky he gets to come. You're welcome. Please don't talk to me. And this time, we placed the order. We're sitting there. Jordan and I were waiting. You went to go. Finally, after 14 hours, they called your name. And I'm looking at Jordan. I go, it just dawned on me that I don't think we ordered enough food. Like, for real.
We didn't.
And you brought it back, and we had one taco burrito and some fries. And I was just like, I usually order like 7 things. Mm-hmm. Like in my normal life, sometimes I only eat 6 and I throw away the 7th thing. Mm-hmm. But we literally were unwrapping it, and Jordan goes, I'm halfway done, and I don't feel like
there's nothing.
And I go, I'm done.
I looked over, and it was gone.
I ate mine in like 15 seconds, and I just went,
now what?
I don't want to wait again to order more. Yep. I feel like we should have ordered 2.
Yep.
I think the only time ever we recorded a Face Jam where I went, I'm hungry.
Well, that's why the vibes are weird.
The vibes are weird because we're walking back to the car. It's like a walk of shame. Mm-hmm. We didn't get liquor. We waited forever. Mm-hmm. And we were like kind of hungry still.
We talked
but just
about,
didn't want to wait more.
Should we find a drive-thru? If we had time, I think we definitely would have hit a drive-thru.
If we weren't already late as hell.
Yep.
It was somber.
Yeah.
Is maybe the word I'm looking for. You were talking about something I don't give a shit at all about. But we're walking back to the car. You turned around to me at some point and you're just like, are you contemplating something? And I was just like,
you seem like so pensive.
I got nothing to say, man. Usually
very morose.
Because usually it's, and Jordan's going, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And we're all just going, I could.
Yeah.
You said you were like, I'm not like full.
But my stomach feels weird.
My stomach feels weird. Then we got here and there were strange people in our room. Mm-hmm. It was
The weird vibes today.
Weird
for the
vibes,
Taco Bell.
Dude. Weird vibes.
Taco Bell.
Sometimes
man,
a hog.
Vibes.
Sometimes a hog is just a piglet.
Today we're all piglets.
Nick's the only hog here, which is wild.
Oh, yeah, because all the sauce he took with him.
It was funny. We took a picture of, like, the sauce fountain at there. Not an actual fountain. It's just a bunch of packets. But it's, like, very much like, please take 50.
Yeah.
You know? Some guy's job is just walk out and keep dumping out more sauce. And he went and he brought sauce and he puts, you know, but and Taco Bell usually goes nuts, right? If you ask for sauce, they'll give you
handfuls.
7 per taco.
Just handfuls.
They don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. I think they lose money if they don't get rid of it. It's like, you better get rid of 5,000 a day or else you're like losing some incentive or something. So he sits down at the table and he throws a bunch of sauce. And Jordan and I both had the same thought process of like, are you just showing us your sauce?
Did we get any of these? Maybe he had 10. He sat down, a whole bunch, like 2 handfuls on the table. And he goes, which sauces do you want? And then I expected him to go, because I'll go get you some for you.
Yeah.
Well,
if you want them.
Well, to be fair, right before he brought you all those sauces, I was with him where the sauces were, and he was grabbing them, like handfuls of them, and then going, and he gave it a beat and then looked at me and he went, do you think they'll want sauce too? And it was like, what do you have in your hands? Is that for you? And he went, oh, I'll get more. It was like, what the fuck?
He's like a sociopath.
He really
like,
is.
But it's funny because
so weird.
We were ordering and he went, how much cheese sauce comes with
that? Yeah, yeah, like, I had to look like over Eric's shoulder like, oh, cheese sauce?
Yeah, how much cheese sauce? With the nachos, you get like a cheese dip,
yeah.
I think it said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you started yelling at him.
I screamed, dip isn't sauce, back off.
But then he came back and was like,
and
he went,
dip is sauce.
Like, he's had this argument before. He's like, no, it's decided.
It's funny because he's got the sauce laid out, and Jordan and I both joked, like, oh, I'm surprised you're going to share. And he goes, oh, it's cool. We're here, so I can just get more. And I go, oh, that explains. It's a safety net.
Yeah.
Because if we were back here at the office, he'd be freaking out.
Sweating bullets.
Do you want that? That's for me. I didn't grab enough. You didn't tell me.
He already had plans for that sauce.
It's just two for you, 12 for me.
Then because in the shocking twist that we didn't get enough food, we really didn't use all the sauce.
Yeah.
And I had the thought sitting there going, I could take this. Like, we're still in the store. And I can just put it back. But even though it's packaged, it's just, I feel like an employee would stop you and be like, please don't put sauce back that you already took. They cost nothing. And I don't know what you did to those. Just throw them away. And I'm sitting there thinking about it. And I'm just staring at Nick because he's sitting in front of me, like, as I'm thinking. And he, like, looks at me. Just makes eye contact and kind of makes a smirk and grabs two handfuls and just slowly puts them in
his
pocket. Just
put them in the pockets.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what was that? And he goes, well, you were looking at me. He's like, I was going to do it when you weren't looking, but you're looking right at me.
I asked him if he was taking any to go, and he like kind of like looked around and then looked at me, reached into his jacket pocket and pulled them out like they were a fan deck of cards. Yeah, yeah.
Like the way someone shows a wad of money. Like, check this out.
It's like a holographic Charizard. Yeah. Like, take a look at this.
Did you put a bunch of sauce in a money clip?
Yeah, and there's more where that came from.
You just gave him a great
idea.
He
just went, ooh, when I said that.
Incredible.
Giving him ideas.
Amazing. That was, I mean, please do.
Yep.
That could be like the next thing after the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You branch out and do a little like Sauce Man Schwartz sauce clip or something. I don't know.
For all your sauces.
There you
throwing it at the wall it's and exciting. It's not sticking.
No. Something will stick. We'll see. Yeah. It's sticky.
Did you beat Cheeks?
That's gotta get
sticky sometimes, right? Dude, after Taco Bell.
Man.
Oh, fuck. All right, Jordan.
Buffalo chicken nacho fries. Note, the amount of copy for these foods was ridiculous, so I cut it down. Thanks, Eric. For years, we wondered if buffalo chicken would ever make its way to Taco Bell. Seems like you have control over that. Not only is it here, it's paired with the icon, the showstopper, the main event. Nacho fries. We're rarely at a loss for words. Typically, we have about 300 words if you're keeping score at home. Boy, that's for all the marketers.
Uh-huh.
Wow. Boy. But there aren't many adjectives that are worthy enough to describe the glory that is buffalo chicken top nacho fries.
Wow.
Listen.
Really?
So
you guys know.
Listen.
That is a chunk from the middle of what I would call an Odyssey, a copy that was written
only about the nacho fries.
That's only for the fries. There's more. There's so much more copy for the burrito. It's crazy.
Okay.
It's fucking crazy.
But also, this is horrible.
Yeah. Well, it's super. Like, I think Taco Bell has like that. We're kind of tongue in cheek and a little bit different. We're kind of irreverent. Yeah. Dan Riker got married at a Taco Bell.
Well, I was gonna say it's fine. I'm glad. But do you know Dan Riker's favorite game was Taco Bell Odyssey?
And then he lived his dream.
Got a 9.8.
There's a picture of his wife holding a bouquet, and it's just the sauces. That's not made up.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking it
could've
was
been
a
you,
cute
Michael.
Joke.
Could have been you.
I know. That's why I'm upset. I got my head in my hands over here. Damn it.
What really pisses me off about this one is like the 300 words.
Yeah.
Like, that's like such a meta in-joke for like marketing
stupid.
Copy and copywriters. Yep. Like, fuck off.
Probably got a chuckle.
Mm-hmm. Chuckles is, that's money, baby.
Chuckles is cash.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Buffalo chicken nacho fries burrito. Or it's burrito. There we go. What is it? Burrito? Am I saying that right?
It's Naruto's son.
Yeah. Boruto.
He knew?
Yeah.
He said it.
I said it at the top.
Weird.
Anyway.
Yeah, it is weird because he goes back in time.
What?
He starts going on own adventures with his own son.
What?
Yeah. Naruto?
I don't know anything about Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto.
Naruto.
Why'd you say it weird?
Oh, does that bother you? That's weird.
Well, that's not how you say it.
You can say, you can say it like that at home, but just be aware that you may get striked.
He's gonna strike Eric.
Striked?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. You can't see. That was the only time I wish this was a video podcast.
I threatened to hit Eric
was like several
with a flurry of blows is how I would describe it.
Oh, man. Just left and right karate chops, but overhand.
All right. Buffalo chicken, nacho fries, Naruto. It's everything you've come to love about buffalo chicken, nacho fries, and burritos, all rolled up into one. Every single bite of the buffalo chicken nacho fries burrito, boy, that's a mouthful, is full of that savory, spicy buffalo chicken and the seasoned bliss of nacho fries you crave. Wrong.
That's not
real. I was waiting to see if you were just going to keep reading them and then come back at the end. Absolutely incorrect.
Yeah, that is entirely wrong. We are lied to.
Nick, thank God, doesn't get a rating or anything, so he's allowed to express his opinions as he's eating it. He bit it and went, that was just shell, or that was just flour.
That was just old tortilla. Yeah.
Then he took a second bite and he went, that was still just tortilla. That's the first thing I thought of when you were reading that.
Yeah.
Also, again,
it's just a primer to get you, like, you know, get you ready for the rest of the burrito.
That is, again, taken from the middle of a huge chunk of copy.
What else do they talk about in it?
It's all written like the showstopper, the main event. It's that like hacky shit.
It's like a wrestler's intro.
Yeah, it's just dumb. And you know it's not just one person who does it. You know it's like gone through like a team and like a bunch of like sources of people.
It.
Yeah, and it's like
yeah.
And it's like, man, really?
We call it the showstopper.
Yeah.
Showstopper.
I get it. I've written copy. I know what it is as a job, but like, this is like so masturbatory. It's like, I don't like it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't need the copy to relate to me. I need it to inform me.
That's what I want. And that's what I appreciate in most of these things. My favorite being Arby's, again, where it was written by an alien.
Arby's is like the other end of the spectrum where it's just like, it food. You eat.
Green jink, white cheese.
Fish, cheese, too.
So Taco Bell, chill out. It's cool. And then
yeah, it's fine. What is this?
I couldn't find a good like senior vice president of whatever talking about the actual food. So if you watch the Super Bowl, there was an ad campaign that was just a ripoff of Bad Boys. That was two guys, nachos and fries or whatever.
Oh, those
are
like
their names. Okay. Yeah, and they're like, if Taco Bell won't keep the nacho fries, we're gonna make them. And
then it was like some, remember that. Yeah.
It was like some jerk off, like Bad Boys, Miami Vice kind of shit. And it's like, just sell me the nacho fries.
I like the idea of you watching the Super Bowl screaming, "Enough! Get to the commercials."
That's only during the XFL.
Yeah. So this note says, regarding the commercial campaign that is a ripoff of Bad Boys that is centered around buffalo chicken nacho fries, quote, "We lean into those culturally relevant tropes," says Tracy LaRocca, Taco Bell's senior vice president of advertising and brand engagement.
She probably wrote the fucking copy.
I'm so engaged. Damn, I'm so engaged with the brand right now. We're really
which
engaging.
Brand, if you guys had to pick, which brand is your best friend?
Yeah. Which one do you really relate to? Mm-hmm. What are your favorite brands?
I like when all my friends tweeted each other, like Pizza Hut tweets at like Kroger. Like, that's the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I feel like I'm in on it because I go there.
All my friends.
I'll be honest, I respect it, but like also it's a little off-putting that Wendy's is friends with no one. They attack people. They're like, you're not Wendy's.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Take that. We're not friends with any of you fuckers. Mm. But I really like DiGiorno because they sent me free pizza this week. It has nothing to do with anything. They're not an ad, but they did send me free pizza. And Big Dog got his cut.
Michael gave me one. He went, "Daddy just got paid and he handed me a pizza."
Daddy's got to eat.
You got to take some off the top.
That's it. That's the way. I'm just realizing.
Eric happy. Yeah, and then,
I'm realizing that's just the way that me and Michael talk to each other. It's just in like these weird phrases.
Dude, Eric's like the only person I know that I'll tweet at 12:30 at night on a weekend with the most like time wasting, irrelevant complaint about anything, and he'll immediately reply.
Oh yeah,
and be into it or like. Oh, you think that's fucking stupid? Listen to this. I know, like, no one else would care.
I'm always down for a waste of time.
Hey, we better start sucking down some candles. Line them up.
Fucking Christ. Oh, man.
We should melt all those candles together, and then we got
and then it just smells like the inside of a McDonald's.
Yeah, and then we eat like it. Shit. We got a Big Mac.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, disgusting.
Anyway, send us the candles.
Don't send us. I don't want the candles. Please don't send me the candles.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get them. I should cut that out.
Yeah,
cut that part out.
No, we're gonna leave it in.
Whatever. I'm not gonna eat them.
Oh.
I'll eat a lot of things. I'm not gonna eat the candles.
Not gonna eat the candles.
Not gonna eat the candles.
All right.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, should.
That's all the.
We can get.
That's all the
next
paperwork
line says.
Here.
Get into the experience of getting it, which I think we already did.
Yeah, I think we always do get to it before that line.
Yeah.
But it's good because it's there just in case.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's something we forgot.
Yep.
There was no. I felt really bad for this one lady. So when you go in there, it's just screens and you don't have to talk to anyone.
Right.
You just put in your order.
Booty, booty, boop.
And
was that telling them to be quiet?
Yeah.
Okay. Eric's throwing coasters at the wall. That's Jeff, by the way. It's a man named Jeff.
Yeah. What's he gonna do? Fire me? About it,
he's like, rum, 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 rum.
Hey, Jeff, I fucking dare you. Oh, shit.
Oh, whoa.
That one's gone.
That went over the wall.
We didn't need that anyway.
So, those are Super Mario coasters.
Well, they were.
I said that's why I said those were.
Oh, there you go. Same page.
Please.
They were.
That's funny.
Beautiful.
Weird vibes today.
Hey,
guys.
Wes, take a picture of this. I'm ready for my headshot.
Okay. So it's all screens and stuff, and you just like, you order, there's a little like kiosk thing, you put your card in, so you don't have to deal with a cash register or anything. But there was a lady there who wanted to pay in cash, so she was waiting in front of the counter for anybody to talk to her. But, like, it's just people working. There's no one there to, like, take orders.
Yeah, it's just like a...
It's super weird.
Like glass or, like, whatever, like, high, like, plexiglass or whatever. And you can see them like making your food.
Yeah.
But they're just, like, looking down. Like,
they don't
want
to look at
you. They're wearing a headpiece that's... It's just someone on repeat going, don't look up.
Don't you do it.
Don't you look up. Don't look at... Hey, don't look at them. And they're like, oh, I'm making the food. I'm making the food.
Also, like...
say you're welcome!
They would... Don't say Donata. The mic system they had for, like, announcing people was super weird, and, like, it was taking so long that we thought maybe they said Eric's name. It would be like...
And we go, like, was that you? And we just went, it must be us. It's been 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And Eric goes, I'll go check.
It wasn't us.
Wasn't me.
It was someone else. I feel like they said at one point, Prium. A.M. P.M.? A.M. P.M.? What?
A.M. P.M., yeah.
It's weird. Anyway.
It's a weird day.
Anyway, the food.
We vibing.
I'm so not full.
Will that factor into the score? Listen and find out.
It's too late.
I think
happening.
I think everything around.
You teased it 30 minutes too late.
Everything around the food.
Sorry, weird vibes.
Oh my God, Nick, there's gonna be a lot of editing on this one. You're gonna have to put that back at the beginning.
Yeah.
I got notes.
Tune in for the score right now. So I took, the first couple bites, again, just tortilla, but like not even good tortilla.
Yeah.
It was very stale, sitting out tortilla, not great. And then I finally got to cheese and tomato. Great combo. Love it.
Okay.
And then
did
I took.
Did you not like it?
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Okay, he didn't like it.
I know it's hard for you to read whether or not I'm being genuine.
It's not hard for me to read. Obviously, I picked it up. I'm explaining to the audience. It might be hard for them to read, which is why I'm clarifying.
That's right. They are old men.
And women. I just said seniors.
I think it skews male.
Okay.
I don't know our demographic, but I'm assuming.
I'll get you the stats.
There was like one piece of chicken. I think Eric had to open his up at one point and we had to see whether or not there
was
chicken.
Yeah.
Then I guess the fries were in there, but they were, it didn't bring the cheesy nacho fry taste. It was just potato. So it tasted like a potato burrito.
You're saying it like a hobbit.
Potato burrito. I didn't like it very much. I'm actually glad it was not very big and I only got one, because unlike Michael, I'm glad I'm not stuffed and miserable right now.
Weird. What a weird way to think.
Boy, am I stuffed.
Okay.
something to think about.
You said it and then just stared right at me. And I would have loved to say something in return, but I had nothing.
Well, here's the thing. Uh-huh. I forgot that joke wasn't with you guys. Yeah. And it was with other people.
Gotcha. Yeah. He's trying to do an inside joke.
That's what the silence was.
I realized that.
You said it right and then looked around the room and went, eh? And got nothing.
Wait a minute. You guys aren't. Oh, no.
Dude. Was it other white people?
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
That's what it is. You're right. Yep. Sorry about that one, guys.
Weird vibes.
Oh, God.
This is the weirdest one yet.
Taco Bell fucked us up.
It's crazy to me because, like, going back to the conversation about this other thing that we're not going to talk about, where we talked about
Taco Bell. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought this was like, oh, Taco Bell, this started
this
it all.
Gonna this is going to
be so on brand. Yeah. And it's so off.
Weird.
It's just so weird.
It's just a weird day. Yep. Like it really just let us down, really. Mm-hmm. But wild. I actually liked the buffalo chicken nacho fries. Those are actually pretty good.
And that was actually in like a bowl.
Yeah, it came
in
a bowl.
There was a bunch of shit on it.
It had like sour cream, cheese, buffalo sauce, chicken was in there, I guess.
Pico,
I got like
I
one big thing of cheese.
Yeah.
And the fries, like you could eat the fry like on the peripheral, mm-hmm. and take a bite so you get it like unbesmirched by all the other shit. Mm-hmm. And then I mixed it up. I actually liked the fries. They were like really crispy. They had a good crunch and just a light dusting of nacho cheese.
Very dusty.
Yeah, very dusty. I ended up like rubbing my forehead or something and got dust all over my head. I think it's still there. It's like that feather that was in Eric's hair.
Thanks, man.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A lot of people attached to the feather.
Yeah, people really
like, I love that part.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
And he threw it on the ground.
It's gone. It's a feather. So.
Is it still there? Nope. Don't see it.
Oh, shit. They took it.
Oh, well. Look for it on sale in an auction or something.
Don't throw anything else.
I can't throw it.
Please stop throwing stuff.
There's not enough to throw things. So.
He'll edit it out. It'll be fine.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're
going
to hear it.
Yeah.
No way.
So, yeah, I like those. And then we also got the plain ones to just taste as they
were. Yeah, you got the baseline.
Yeah, and that came with the nacho cheese dip, which was so bad. Did not need that.
Yeah.
Their cheese is not great. So I'm combining the thing as a whole, the two of them together.
That meal, yes.
Well, that's really unfortunate then, because that really is going to bring it down.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the nacho fries, mm-hmm. the buffalo chicken nacho fries on their own would probably be a 62-ish,
mm-hmm.
but I hated that Boruto motherfucker so much, going back in time. Wish I could go back in time.
Well, he doesn't go back in time. Naruto goes back in time. Or no, you're right.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense. You're right. That makes no sense at all. He does go back in time because that's how his father is a kid. If his father went back in time, he wouldn't have a kid. You're making a lot of sense.
38.
Wow. Ooh,
slammed him.
Okay.
The franchise that started the show.
Hey, it's no cheesy gordita crunch, man.
Absolutely.
I think we can both agree.
Not. We can absolutely both agree on that. So the only thing that I've had before is I had the regular nacho fries. I've had those before. I was kind of surprised to learn that you hadn't had them. They are pretty good.
I haven't been to a Taco Bell since that last time I went to that cantina. I'm pretty sure. That was like 4 years ago.
You probably drank all the liquor.
Yep. That's why it's all gone.
Like, this guy cleaned it out.
Whoopsie.
You probably went in there speaking Spanish, and they're like, we got to stop that. No more alcohol for anybody.
Gracias.
Yeah. What? Some guy just smashed the bottle.
I went in there and was like, yo quiero Taco Bell, am I right?
Oh, no.
That made us no money. Get out.
Yeah. We're going to sue you
$42
next.
$42 million, and we got to kill a dog.
The burrito, as you call it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't shake your head at me. You're doing the Jordan. You got your hands up.
Now.
Your hands up in the air. Don't look at me.
Papa John.
Yeah, it was super nothing. You know, it was, it certainly, and now, you know, maybe this isn't anywhere you go, but certainly at this Taco Bell cantina, the tortilla was definitely stale. It was
you think it would be better there? It's a cantina.
I wouldn't think anything. I thought cantina was a food. So I thought nothing.
That's true.
I thought we were going to eat the cantina.
Eric,
and you
would think it
mind.
Would be better then.
I agree. I was expecting to have a better time.
Yeah, you think like this is like the like a headquarters.
Yeah, this is
like
the JBX of Taco Bell.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Yeah.
It's going to go the way of JBX pretty soon.
Yeah, probably
People
will.
Be dying. Just kidding. Only if you're a kid. So it was like, okay, stale tortilla, got to the middle, two bites over, which is most of their food items. That's why most of their shit's cheap. Yeah. And they have menu items like get 10 tacos.
We got enough food for all of us to eat, and it was $30.
Yeah. Yep.
Very economical.
But no Applebee's, to be fair.
That's true. Applebee's was
cheaper.
Which
I hear are back, and we will try it again.
The fuck?
No, we won't.
And give it a totally different rating. Maybe Jordan will be less troubled this time.
What we should do is just like re-release that episode.
Oh, yeah. Just say, we win again. And then just put the exact same episode
Face Jam
out.
Classic.
Yeah, and then we all take a vacation that week.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Face Jam Crystal.
It was fine. I agree. The nachos were definitely better.
The fries, you mean?
Yeah, sorry. The nacho fries, the bowl. Yeah. I opted to eat with my hands like an animal.
I got you a fork.
You got me a fork. And I even opened the package the fork came in. And then I started eating the fries on the outside. As you said, I believe they were unbesmirched or something. Yeah, I don't know what you said. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, you didn't even need a fork for this. Then I got to the middle where you do need a fork. And I went, I'm already
You're
in.
Committed.
I got my fingers over here doing nothing. So I just started picking up globs and putting it in my mouth. And we were discussing, first of all, whether there was chicken or not in the fucking burrito, and I had eaten it already. And I went, oh, was there? I don't know. Was there? Quick, someone look inside. I don't have one anymore. And Eric opened his up and went, oh, there's a piece of chicken. So I was like, I thought I ate chicken, but also it's been weird today. I thought I was drinking something earlier, yeah. And I might not. I thought I was drinking coconut, and then all of a sudden it tasted like peach. So I don't know what's going on today. I've been hitting the head a bunch today and yesterday. So that might have something to do with it. But then we were like, okay, but there is no chicken in the nacho fries. And we're eating it. And literally,
like underneath.
I'm 60% done. And then there's like little tiny microscopic pieces of chicken at the bottom. And it was just like, I don't know how you do that well, but it wasn't even like shredded chicken. Yeah. It was just like little chunks. I was just like,
you had little chunks and I had one big
you
chunk.
You just had a piece of
there
chicken.
There was just no cohesiveness to the pieces of chicken to the fries.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, I guess just put some fries in and then some chicken next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'd think they'd kind of make everything so it can exist on the fry.
Yeah.
Like if you have nachos, it's not nachos with a fucking chicken breast next to it. It's just like piled on. So that was kind of weird. That said, it was pretty good. The burrito, not great. No cheesy gordita crunch at all. I'm disappointed in Taco Bell, to be honest. I'm going to give it a 45.
Wow.
You really did get hit in the head, didn't you?
Why? It wasn't great.
41.5 average.
I would have gotten a cheesy gordita crunch on the way out if it didn't take 1,000 years
to
get our
food. We kept contemplating getting food there, and then we're like, we have no time.
I was deflated. I went, we don't have time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I threw my cup away, and
it's kind of just a bad experience.
Walked a couple blocks back to the car.
Yep, absolutely.
Were you handing me this? I'm being handed a piece of paper?
I think it might be snack attack.
Oh, okay.
I took a picture of the snack.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
You can read the card.
Okay.
This is from who sent it.
I don't know how to explain the flavor, but I can't stop eating them. From Austin Hempstead. Hempstead.
Mm-hmm. And they're Zapp's New Orleans Kettle Style Voodoo Chips.
I've had these. They're good.
Yes, they are. So we will be
great. You ate them already?
Sorry, I didn't know the show was going to be happening.
Well, you wasted the last 40 seconds. Now it's ruined. Let me get one of them bad boys. Oh, they're just like a little tater chip.
Yep. All right, what do you say?
It's got a nice like vinegar flavor with some seasonings.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a 72.
72?
Michael has a very confused look on his face. Like, things no, are processing. Tasting. He's like kombucha girl.
That's very good.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm like half. I never made the, like, I don't like it face. I just made one face.
You're half
made
kombucha many faces. Girl.
Yeah. I'm just the calm. I'm calm girl.
You don't want to be Bucha?
No, you can be Bucha. That's a 82.
Wow.
That is pretty tasty. That's pretty good. Very vinegary. You like vinegar chips? You'll like that.
77.
77.
Austin?
Good. Fair. Yeah.
Fair
Austin,
score.
That is a fair score. That's a good snack.
That's a good snack. Probably.
What?
That's the best snack we've ever had.
Talking about snacks.
Yeah.
Boy, we got something hot to drop on you.
Yep.
If you like the snacks.
If you like the snacks, we got it settled. We're doing it. Face Jam Snack Attack live stream.
Right.
We're doing the live stream where we're one bite reviewing all these snacks that people have sent because we have so many. Friday, March 6th at 3 p.m. Central. You can go to roosterteeth.com or get the app. Sign up for a first membership. We have like a free trial, whatever. Sign up for it there.
Don't miss it.
You can watch it live. Then, if you missed it, if you're like, oh man, I have work, whatever.
Or you listen to this episode after we've done this.
For whatever reason, and you're like, but I wanted to see that thing. You can. It will remain on the site, on video on demand for first members. It'll be on the site. You can see it starting March 10th. That's a Tuesday. That's the Tuesday we're off. So you'll get snack. You'll get a Face Jam piece.
You're getting Face Jam 3 weeks in a
isn't
row.
Isn't that crazy? So it'll be on March 10th. Hey, it'll come out at 2 in the morning. It will drop the same time.
That's awesome.
That our episodes would drop.
And then you'll get all the messages saying, why is this coming out?
Why did this come out?
That's good producing right there. So you wake up and there it is. So,
now, and if you say, hey, I sent in a snack. Uh-huh. Oh, man. I don't have first membership, or I'm not going to do that. I hope you review it on the show. We get that, but also we probably would never eat your snack because we have an F ton of snacks.
We have an abundance.
We eat two snacks a month.
Yeah.
And we have how many, would you guess?
The reason we're doing this is because my desk is so filled with snacks right now,
I don't know
what to do.
He needs to call someone. He needs help.
It's fucked
up. He's calling a doctor.
So it'll be you two doing the one bite review for all these foods and just kind of hanging out and talking and everything. We're looking for it to be a half an hour, but so was the show originally. So we'll see how that goes.
Right.
So so that'll go. But we are doing it Friday, March 6th, 3 p.m. Central. If you want to send a snack in, you can send it to Face Jam, care of Eric Bedour. That's me. 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723.
What is the shirt status?
What does the shirt status say?
Cool and soon.
Yes.
Ooh.
So we have
vague.
Yep. That's the
excellent.
That's everything we need to know.
Because that's the answer that I got.
Nick really liked that one.
I'm hoping we'll have something next week for us to see, and then we can put it on
sale
soon.
That's the equivalent if someone went, "How's that shirt coming?" and you just smiled and nodded at them.
Yep. Well, it's like asking, like, "How's the job hunt?" It's like, well, you would know if I had a job. You would know if we had a shirt. Yeah.
We'd be wearing the shirt.
So there's that. We're also going to be at RTX July 3rd through 5th. We'll be doing our live show. So get tickets at rtxevent.com. If you want to see us live, review some food. What food? We're not saying.
We're not going to tell you.
No.
And we're not going to give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, why would we give it to anyone?
I don't know, man. People ask a lot of questions on the internet.
We don't give anyone the food yet, right now.
I know. Well, I'm venting now.
We also don't eat candles yet.
And people keep saying, eat these. Also, stop fucking sending us shit that's from another country.
Yeah.
We're not going to Singapore to eat something. Okay? Somebody fucking sent a food. Mm-hmm. They tweeted it at Face Jam Pod. If you want to tell where my rage is coming from, it's tweets being sent to at Face Jam Pod, which is where we post the pictures of the food that we eat and sometimes the snacks if Eric takes a picture of it. This time
I did it.
He did. Somebody sent a food. I don't remember what it was. And they made a fucking meme out of it. They put the food and then they put Donald Glover under it. And it was like, this is America. And the food wasn't in America. It was in another country. Send that, like, Eric doesn't want you to send anything. I'm saying if you're going to send something, make it in the fucking United States where we are. Honestly, make sure it's Texas. Make sure it's Austin or close. I'm not taking longer than we took at the goddamn cantina. That was too long, and it was 20 minutes from here.
We were going to go to, I wanted to go to Carl's Jr. to get that BFC, but the closest one is Cedar Park, and I don't want to drive up to Cedar Park to get Carl's Jr.
We need to do that at like 8 in the morning or something.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's the show. Follow us on Face Jam Pod, and don't send us food, please. You can send us snacks. Don't send us recommendations for food because we got to figure it out, I promise.
And make sure you rate and subscribe and tell a friend about the show where we eat food and rate the food and continue with the hashtag Face Jam Challenge. Tell someone about Face Jam. That's the challenge. Record yourself telling someone about Face Jam. They don't have to listen to it. They don't have to like it.
You just
need to tell them. Just speak it aloud into the world and you've done it. Mm-hmm. And you get nothing for it.
And really,
that's it. There's no contest.
We also get nothing. It's kind of like that Yo Quiero Taco Bell campaign. Not doing anything.
Two guys got $42 million for that. So
Then they killed the dog.
Maybe we can be those two guys.
Ooh, can I be the dog?
Hell yeah.
I thought of a joke that was an in joke, but it wasn't with you guys.
So all right. All right, let's go.
Oh, man, Michael's stuffed.